Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com.
From KQED.
I'm Erica Cruz Guevara, and welcome to The Bay, local news to keep you rooted. And today I am sitting with
producer of The Bay, Maria Esquinca.
And editor, Alan Montecillo.
Yeah. And we are making a obviously really special episode today. You have heard, of course, Maria's name on the show before as our producer, but we actually didn't meet until like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
When you moved here. So Maria, you were working from El Paso for a little bit, and then you finally were preparing to move to the Bay Area. Like, what was it about the Bay Area that excited you?
Well, one, coming to work on the show. I mean, you know, that's the reason I moved. But I think for me, especially growing up in El Paso, Texas, it's a lot more like conservative than here. And so I think like the possibility of going to a place that's maybe more open and more free was really like exciting for me as well. But I'm also someone that gets excited by change. That to me, like in itself, is exciting.
Yeah. Maria, can you actually tell us a little bit about your professional background before you became a producer on the Bay?
I started reporting as an undergrad in my student newspaper, and then kept doing like internships and fellowships. And then when I was in Miami, I was actually doing my MFA. I wasn't doing journalism. I interned at the local NPR affiliate called WLRN. And then I fell in love with audio and I fell in love with radio because it was completely different. And then after that, I was at Radio Bilingüe for a while, which is a Spanish public radio station. I was in Fresno, so I was reporting on the San Joaquin Valley. And then after that, I did a fellowship with Latino USA. And then that was my like gateway into like podcasting.
What was it about the Bay that interested you as a journalist before you came here?
I think for sure there was like some issues that are specific to the Bay that kind of drew my attention. I think one of them being addiction or, you know, harm reduction, because there's a lot of addiction in my family. And so I think any place that's kind of at the forefront of looking at it differently or treating it differently, to me, was really interesting. It's also like at the forefront of, I think, climate change, similar to like Miami, where I lived in for a few years. So I think there's just like a lot going on here. I think I had this general impression of the Bay as a place of resistance and organizing, and that to me has always stood out.
What was your first impression of the Bay when you first got here?
I was like, wow, it's beautiful, because I'm a desert girl. El Paso is like, it's hot, it's very like desertico, like desert landscape. And so one, visually it's completely different than where I come from. So fresh, so beautiful, like the ocean. I've been staying in Berkeley, but I'm about to move, and just like even walking like down the street and there's like 30 different types of flowers in one block. I was just like mesmerized.
So today we're gonna spend the day doing some fun stuff. Can you tell us a little bit, Maria, about what we're gonna do today?
We're gonna be walking around the Mission neighborhood with Carlos Cabrera Lomeli, who's going to be like our guide.
Why the Mission?
I've been to the Mission a few times and I think I really feel connected to that neighborhood. I think it reminds me in many ways a lot of home. And I think when you like move into a new place, you're exploring it, but you're also, I think, searching for little pieces of home where you can find them.
Well, Carlos is waiting for us in the lobby.
Okay.
We should probably go meet up with him now.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Hello, what are y'all doing here? They just let anyone in here today.
Well, Carlos.
Yeah.
Can you introduce yourself for
us? Of course. Hey, everybody. I'm Carlos Cabrera Lomelí, a community reporter with KQED, and I'm just so happy to see you all here today.
Yeah. And Carlos, you are going to be our Mission District Sherpa today, essentially. Can you tell us just briefly where we're going first?
Right on. Yeah, so we're going to walk to 24th Street. The murals throughout 24th Street are really helpful in kind of giving a visual history of the mission in the past 40 years. And just walking through it, it's also like you really feel the change of the mission in this, spatially, what buildings are, what stores are, who is being catered to. So it's a visual representation of how the space is transforming. And also I think it's just a great place to just feel the energy of the whole neighborhood, you know, the music, the smells. So I think it's pretty exciting.
So now we are here in Balmy Alley in the Mission. Obviously, Carlos, you picked this place to show to Maria for a particular reason. And I feel like it's sort of the history and also the culture of the Mission that is really highlighted in these murals. Maria, you grew up in El Paso, Texas. Can you actually just tell us a little bit about what that was like?
Growing up in El Paso, well, one, it's like a border city, so it doesn't really feel like you're growing up in the United States. It's, you literally like cross a bridge for like 5 minutes and then you're like in Juarez, Ciudad Juarez. A lot of people use the word fronterizo or fronteriza to like describe themselves because they don't feel fully this or fully that. So it's a very fluid space.
And I think that fluidity, I mean, it's obviously very different to like in San Francisco, in the Mission, but I do think that you have some sense of that fluidity in this space. This mural by Martin Travers, you know, a bunch of other people, was painted in the early 2000s, but actually pays homage to the wave of refugees, of immigrants that came in the 80s and 90s from Guatemala and the rest of Central America. San Francisco, throughout that period, was a hub for refugees fleeing the civil wars in the region. And a lot of folks would come here, you know, not just to find a safe place to live and thrive, but also to organize. Families would like, you know, pool resources to send not just food and, you know, financial assistance to you know, these countries, but also like to support some of the guerrilla movements that were happening.
So when did you first realize that, you know, coming to the Bay from El Paso, that the Mission in particular was a place where you could just find things that reminded you of home?
I think it literally was like the first time that me and Carlos like walked through the Mission. You could hear like reggaeton playing through like all these speakers, and then like as we were walking down the street, like it literally reminded me of like downtown El Paso, the little tienditas and like pan de dulce, and then you see like all the iconography, all the sights, all the sounds. Yeah.
And Maria, you're also a poet.
Yeah, I think like poetry and writing are the way I process trauma. Like, I feel there's this beautiful connection between like art and resistance. I see that here a lot. When I was doing my MFA in Miami, I was like not in El Paso, but it was like at the height of like, you know, Trump's immigration policy, and like El Paso was like the site of that. And it was like such a dislocating moment where literally, you know, children were being separated from their families. So art really allows you to like speak about, yeah, like unjust things and like convey like feelings and emotions in a way that, you know, other formats can't.
The U.S.-Mexico border replaces itself. Instead of wall, glitter, ocean. Instead of a green uniform, a saguaro undressed becomes a blanket of thorns. Instead of a dry river, a shot of mezcal fire peels tongue and bone bent body. Instead of the American flag, a bag of Takis learns to speak Spanish, crinkles its plastic purple mouth. Viva Mexico, cabrones. Instead of a border checkpoint, A bouquet of periquitos flies away. All mad feathers, all azure honey scatter slashing the sky. Instead of another deportation, the slit of my mother's mouth blooms a soft but stern no. Instead of a detention facility, a house full of angels dressed as mariachis. Instead of Texas, the desert sky spills the sun, bleeds mame.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com.
Okay, my stomach is growling. Carlos, can you tell us where we're gonna eat?
Yeah, let's go to Vallarta, right next door, y'all.
All right, so we are now posted on 24th Street. Maria, as someone who grew up on the border, I imagine the food, the Mexican food in particular, is like bomb.
It is.
And hard to top.
Okay, I will say that the carnitas tacos here, they hit it. I went to get a second one. Yeah, it did it for me. The price, $4 per taco, that's a little different, but than El Paso. But and also, as someone that will always like rep El Paso and Juarez, burritos were created in Ciudad Juarez during the Mexican Revolution, and they're a little bit more regular size over there.
They're not a fist.
It's
not a union.
Carlos, do you have any, do you want to mount a defense of Mexican food in the mission now that Maria has laid down the gauntlet?
In the defense of the burritos, I think like, one, you want a burrito that fills you up, right? And you want a burrito that like, it is an adventure in flavor. And I think that the mission style burrito, because you know, so many places can claim they have invented the burrito, but only one place can say they've invented the mission style burrito, and that's of course the mission. The way that it's created, it also represents a lot of the ingredients that not only you just find in California, but that are also in contribution from like other communities, other diasporic communities. So like you see a lot of like burrito places that are actually owned here by like Salvadorian families, by like families from like Peru, from Colombia. Because they've grown up here and they're like, wait, we can make this better if we try this. For example, like Señor Sisig, like I love Señor Sisig. It's just SF and just the Bay has paid homage to the burrito in really cool ways.
Can you talk about the role that food played in your relationship to El Paso and home?
Like food is just like takes you to home. If it's like really good, you're like transported a little bit to home. But
yeah, definitely.
Tacos, burritos, like all that stuff. Yeah, I think it's just being literally like so close to Mexico, like you're literally there. But I will say like, it's kind of interesting because even in being in El Paso, sometimes there's certain things that like they don't taste like if you go to like Juarez. And then like sometimes like my family will joke about it and they're like, es que le falta la tierrita, like it's missing like the...
Okay, Carlos, so we have one last stop on this Mission District tour for Maria. Can you tell us a little bit about where we're headed?
Yes, so it's a mural called El Emigrante, and I think it's a really beautiful representation of what it means to be homesick, but at the same time, it's a great new home wherever you go.
Mi español es pocho puro. Canta como Chabela, no es de aquí ni es de allá. Vive con el fervor de Juanga cantando en el Palacio de Bellas Artes. Se enamora como Julieta Venegas, susurra, dime si tú quisieras andar conmigo. Mi español es pura chatarra y chingadera, puro hachiros y taquis. Sabe como una mangoneada ahogada en salsa de chamoy y cuesta 4 pesetas.
le compra cacahuates japoneses a su mamá en la tienda de la esquina. Lame rocaletas, extraña duvalines. Sabe rico como un burro de barbacoa de burritos Tony. Ve telenovelas, su favorita es Rubí. Menea su culo al ritmo de cumbias y reggaetón. Se emborracha con margaritas en el Kentucky Club. Se desliza entre cuerpos sudados en hard pop. Lo que extraña más es a México. Lo que conoce menos es a México. Tiene 2 ciudadanías, pero 3 identidades. Es una lengua que chinga y chinga. Terca. Cuando se enoja, te manda la verga. Ha sido picada y cortada como pedacitos de cebolla y cilantro. Mi lengua es como mi madre, migrando a través de un país a los 16 años, con 100 pesos en un bolsillo y su esperanza en el otro. Mi español es como mi papá, escribe poemas en inglés, canta en inglés, pero ama en español. Es un carro cruzando la frontera, regresando al paso después de visitar a Juaritos. Mi español es una niña en una clase bilingüe y su éxito depende en extinguir el español. Rescata las pocas palabras que le quedan, escalando las colinas de mi lengua entre confusión y extinción, rehusándose a morir. This poem refuses to be understood by you.
Okay, so we just pulled up to this mural. Carlos, can you tell us why you brought us here?
The first time I saw this mural, it was actually my first weeks in SF. And back then, I had really just been in the US for like 3 years. It wasn't my choice. I actually did not want to come to the US. And I just would always have these like huge homesickness. But like little by little, I feel like that just like the love I had for that, my old home became this love for this new home. And I just really think that love is a type of energy that like can like bend space and time. And this mural, you see this person literally leaving their country of origin, coming to the US. His path is kind of like, it's warped, and it's warped around kind of like this like solitude, this sadness that he feels. But because of the warping, his old home and his new home come together. For those who have experienced some sort of like migration or journey, we go through that. And I always feel kind of that company when I see that understanding. And I wanted to bring you all here because, I mean, especially Maria, like, you know, I know that you're still, you know, you're getting adjusted to this new place. Mm-hmm. You're still thinking about El Paso a lot. I mean, you know, you share this, you're navigating a lot of emotions. And I think that this is hopefully, you know, something that can represent that transformation, that transition for you.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. I'm like really moved by the mural and like the colors, like the blues and the reds and the oranges, like they're so vibrant, and it's been here for years. Carlos said like it's interesting how like the two homes are one circular image, and I was just like thinking a lot like how the idea of home for like people that come from immigrant families is, there's always like the sense sometimes of like displacement, and like I think I've struggled with the idea of home a lot as like a fixed place. For me, home is like a state of being, or it can be like this evolving thing.
Well, Maria, now that you have been here for about 3 months, you've been settling in. You have been exploring more neighborhoods that remind you of home, but also that are very different from home. What are you looking forward to the most about being here in the Bay?
I have so much love for El Paso and La Frontera, because it's home, but it's also a place that's full of so much like beauty, resilience, and it's like a magical place. But there's a lot of, you know, traditional family values. Sometimes I felt very out of place. And I think as I'm like exploring my queerness more and my bisexuality more, I'm excited to be like in a place where it's more queer, it's more open, like it lends itself, you know, for like discovering and exploring more.
Well, Carlos, thank you so much for showing us around your hood.
Of course.
Maria, officially welcome to the Bay.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I've been so excited for this episode to drop so that you could meet the person behind the scenes of this show. As a former producer, I'll be the first to tell you that even if you don't hear the producer on the mic, you hear them in other ways, whether that be in a question or in a music choice or even in a story idea. So shout out to producers. And I want to officially welcome our new producer, Maria Eskinka, to the team, to KQED, and to the Bay Area. You can find Maria on Twitter at @M_Eskinka. That's Esquinca. Also, you can find more of Maria's amazing original poetry, which you heard in this episode, by checking out the links to her website in our show notes. Alan Montecilio produced our field recordings of this episode. I cut it down and edited the tape. Maria Eskinka scored it. The Bay is a production of KQED Public Media in San Francisco. Alan Montecilio is our editor. Maria Eskinka is, of course, our producer. Gerald Furman is our podcast engagement producer. Kiana Mogadam is our senior producer of podcasts. Jen Chien is our director of podcasts. And KQED's chief content officer is Holly Kernan. And I'm Erica Cruz Guevara. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to y'all next week.